Yeah, I think back in the 50s, I think it was the 50s, sometime after World War II, I think. And Grandma always told us it was, you know, we need to be careful in the river and things like that, but I just paid too much of attention to it over the years, I guess. But I think DNR does keep an eye on it, I think. But other than that, what'd you do this weekend, Ann? Did you have a good weekend?
Well, see, I've idea. I couldn't participate in the exercise, but I listened to as much of it as I could from here on the 147.540, though. I listened into as much of it as I could.
Lee said, I think probably a lot of people were listening that we didn't know about.
But anyway, fellas, listen, I'm going to leave y'all with it. I'm going to go get me a shower and get settled in for the night. So I'm going to say 73s to both of y'all. Andy, it's nice hearing you. And Chandler, when you get done with your QSO, give me a call on the phone. And I'll say 73s to both of you. Y'all have a wonderful evening. KO4NUE and KO4LZI, KO4WWZ, I'm clear.
Please, Chad, Andy, I don't want to talk about that exercise right now, but I'll talk to you about some other stuff if you don't mind.
Here's here, KI4LZI. Like I said, I listened in, and as y'all said, from what I've heard others say, some other people also listened in.
Yeah, it was educational, I will say that, but, other than listening to us, what did you do this weekend? Did you have any Q-Sos with anybody on any other frequencies?
Well, let's see, I checked in here on this net, but the primary thing that I was listening to y'all was the primary thing, though, on Saturday, listening to all of y'all on the Simplex frequency.
Hey, well, did you go do any fishing or anything like that?
Well, I hadn't done any fishing for sure, and as Chad said about out there on the 12-mile river, I don't know how much of that PCB business is still active or not, but as he said, should you get any fish out of it, just keep that in mind.
I don't have any plans to go swimming on 12-mile, one, because I'm not a very great swimmer, and two, I don't feel like dying just yet.
Or LZ, I just remember all the years, like years ago, that I used to go to the flea market down there, and that river goes right by there, and during dry times of the year, when it's real dry, I mean, there was hardly any water in it to swim. Then at other times, as Chad was talking about, when it was flooding, you couldn't hardly see the roofs of those buildings out there at the flea market. The water was so high. So you go to do any of that in a 12-mile river, you got to take a lot of precautions.
You say it's flooded the flea market. Are you talking like the Joggy Lot 183 that got flooded, or was that something else?
The market on the other side of Pickens, going back toward 6 mile that way, the flea market down there, I used to go to it years ago a lot, to the flea market, and that's part of the 12-mile river. That was the part I was most familiar with.
I talked to you on that. Yeah, it can, if you're talking about the flea market I'm thinking of, it would be on 183. Wouldn't be north, just 183 north. Well, no, it could be. It could go in towards Seneca. Yeah, it'd be going towards Seneca. The jockey light on 183.
Bill CFID. Not to mention where the EOC is right now isn't where it's always been. Prior to about 3 or 4 years ago, it used to be down there bloated, the flea market down there. The EOC used to be down there.
Copy that, Andy. Well, I think I'm going to have to go. I got to get back inside and I got to make a call to Chad. But it's nice talking with you. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Z, and I'll be clear on your sign, Wendy. 73.
Okay, when it comes to those Motorola MaxTrax transceivers, the power output for them has to be adjusted internally. They do. With those MaxTrax Motorola's, power output's adjusted internally, so you can't easily adjust it. From the outside, you have to go into it to adjust it, so. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI. I don't think I'm having a problem with the match track, but if you know anything about Motorola HPs, specifically the XTS5000 VHS, I'm all ears.
Comes KI4LZI to the Motorola HT UHF. Now, you're a little above my head, but you know our buddy Mandel, WR4XM, can tell you all about
it. I need to get some lessons from him, but yeah, like I said, yeah, I'm going to get off here. Maybe I'll talk to Mandel about maybe him showing me how to configure, program, and do all the stuff I need to do with Motorola HTs. 73, Andy, I'll talk to you later. Okay, it's only WWZ Twitter.
Okay, well, talk to Mandel about it. When it comes to the Motorola stuff, he knows all about it. KI4LZI.